Imagine discovering that your greatest professional failures could become your most powerful assets. In today's workplace, where change is constant and uncertainty reigns, resilience isn't just helpful, it's essential. Susan Kahn's Bounce Back offers a transformative perspective. Failure isn't something to fear, but rather a catalyst for growth. This isn't just positive thinking. It's a practical framework backed by neuroscience, psychology, and real-world experience. While traditional workplace cultures often demand perfection, our rapidly evolving world actually rewards those who can adapt through trial and error. The concept of failing fast has emerged as a powerful approach to innovation and growth, encouraging us to take calculated risks, learn quickly, and pivot when necessary. This shift in perspective transforms how we view professional setbacks, from career-ending disasters to valuable stepping stones on the path to success. Our capacity for resilience isn't fixed, it's adaptable throughout life. Neuroplasticity research shows our brains can develop neural pathways that process setbacks effectively. When facing workplace challenges, mindset makes all the difference. Those with a growth mindset, who believe abilities can be developed, show greater resilience than those with fixed mindsets, who see talents as innate. The body-brain connection is crucial. Exercise stimulates resilience-building endorphins, while adequate sleep enables emotional regulation. Without proper rest, minor workplace frustrations can feel catastrophic. Our brain operates with both fast emotional instincts and slow, deliberate calculation. In workplace settings, instinctive reactions can be destructive. Resilience comes from engaging System 2 thinking, pausing to reflect before reacting. This practice of creating space between stimulus and response transforms how we navigate professional challenges. Workplace interactions often conceal deeper truths. When managers overlook contributions or colleagues undermine you, unconscious motivations are typically involved. Like an iceberg, visible behaviors represent only a fraction of reality. Beneath lies our subconscious, and deeper still, our unconscious, holding repressed childhood experiences. Workplace triggers that connect to early rejection feelings often cause us to unconsciously replay emotional patterns from our past. We all employ defense mechanisms at work. Repression buries difficult emotions, denial refuses to acknowledge uncomfortable truths, and rationalization explains away disappointments. These mechanisms help us function under stress, but become problematic when overused. Today, we experience always-on transformation, constant rather than occasional change. While change can energize, it also triggers anxiety and requires letting go. The distinction between chosen change and imposed change is significant. When organizations we've been loyal to restructure or eliminate our positions, it feels particularly devastating. Rather than focusing solely on positive thinking, consider the stoic approach of anticipating potential challenges. This isn't pessimism, but preparation. By mentally rehearsing difficulties, we develop psychological readiness for setbacks. The Stoics recognized that while we can't control external circumstances, we can master our responses. Processing emotions through writing or talking helps build resilience by transforming scattered thoughts into coherent narratives that help us understand our emotional reactions. Leadership balances performance targets with team members' emotional needs. True leadership isn't about position, but influence, inspiration, and character. We can lead from anywhere by creating psychological safety where people feel secure enough to take risks and innovate. Resilient leaders provide containment, creating space where teams can explore ideas and navigate uncertainty. When difficulties arise, people look to leaders to make it safe to venture into uncharted waters. Build leadership resilience through smaller disappointments, not just major crises. Processing minor setbacks like rejected ideas or forgotten meetings strengthens your resilience muscle. Self-compassion is a robust leadership skill, not weakness. Leadership positions can be isolating. Your words carry more weight, and you'll face both fair and unfair judgment. Embracing being good enough liberates you from perfectionism, preserving energy for inevitable challenges. Consider when you last extended to yourself the kindness you offer team members facing setbacks. Workplace conflict manifests in various forms, from colleague clashes to tense atmospheres, formal procedures, or subtle behaviors like avoiding events or taking sick leave. Though not always visible externally, conflict creates significant tension for those involved and challenges our resilience. Conflict and stress form a vicious circle. When stressed, we become hypersensitive to perceived slights. During difficult encounters, our brain triggers fight or flight responses, impairing clear thinking when we need it most. People typically respond to conflict in four ways: fight, confrontation, flight, avoidance, freeze, inability to react, or face, approaching problems calmly with a plan. Facing conflict builds resilience most effectively, though many default to avoidance strategies that ultimately worsen situations. While some claim workplace conflict enhances creativity and problem-solving, evidence for such benefits remains limited. However, conflict can serve as a barometer of organizational health by exposing hidden issues. Organizations projecting perfect images often conceal resentment beneath the surface. Acknowledging conflict as inherent to workplace dynamics fosters healthier development and authentic resilience. Purpose forms the foundation for workplace resilience. Understanding your deeper why determines how you handle difficulties. Three teachers with identical challenges but different motivations, one working purely for income, another continuing family tradition, and a third passionate about shaping compassionate citizens, will draw on vastly different resilience resources. Viktor Frankl's Holocaust account demonstrates how purpose helped him survive death camps, showing that while we can't prevent suffering, we can control our response. Our negativity bias makes us fixate on workplace difficulties despite overall success, but purpose counterbalances this tendency, giving us strength to persevere. The Japanese concept of ikigai offers a framework for finding purpose through four questions: what do you love? What are you good at? What does the world need? What can you be paid for? This approach aligns personal values with professional goals, transforming work from drudgery to satisfaction. When we clearly understand our why, we develop greater resilience during challenges. Connecting daily work to deeper purpose doesn't just improve job satisfaction, it creates the psychological foundation to bounce back from inevitable setbacks. Developing resilience requires practice and perspective. When facing workplace challenges, pausing creates power, giving us time to choose responses beyond initial reactions of hurt or anger. We often limit ourselves based on past struggles, labeling ourselves as not good at public speaking or unable to handle conflict. The key transformation is shifting from, "I struggled with this before, therefore I cannot do it," to, "I struggled with this in the past, but I can approach it differently now." This narrative change opens possibilities for growth. We don't simply bounce back from setbacks, we bounce forward to a new normal with increased self-knowledge. Like kintsugi, which repairs broken pottery with precious metals, our professional scars become valuable parts of our identity. Former challenges become experiences that make us uniquely valuable. Resilience isn't about never falling, it's about rising each time. Your capacity to transform setbacks into stepping stones strengthens with every challenge. The question isn't whether you'll face difficulties, but how they'll transform you into someone stronger, wiser, and more capable than you imagined.